That's up to her, though. Yeah.
But we got a really special The Kitchen's Open segment coming up for you, everybody. Stick around for that and a lot more fun on The Morning Show here at you guys, it's Pam. Let's let Pam do it.
Yeah. Please, Pam.
Yeah.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Photographers have staked out spots outside the courthouse in New York, waiting for Donald Trump to arrive for day one of his civil trial in a case brought by the state attorney general, who'd like to put the former president out of business. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
An appellate court had already ruled that some of the claims against President Trump expired under the statute of limitations, yet the trial judge is still including them as part of the case against Trump. The president's lawyers will demand to know why. There are other unresolved issues. For instance, given that Trump never defaulted on these loans and the banks were repaid and in fact made money, who is being harmed here?
The Supreme Court is fresh back from summer recess to begin a new term today. Correspondent Jan Crawford from Washington.
On the Second Amendment right to bear arms, the court will consider what that means for people under restraining orders for domestic violence. On voting rights, they will consider a case where black challengers say South Carolina Republicans drew legislative districts based on race.
In Hollywood, striking actors return to the bargaining table for the first time since their walkout began in July. Negotiations come less than a week after writers ended their five-month-old walkout against studios and streamers. Union leaders hailed the WGA agreement for including pay raises, staff size, and restrictions on use of AI. Late-night talk shows return to the air tonight. Have an outstanding student loan? Time to dig deep again. Payments have just resumed for millions of Americans after a three-year pandemic pause. Financial counselor Kim Miller.
They were using the money that was going to student loans for food and transportation and housing. And so now they have to squish that back into their budget.
The Supreme Court struck down President Biden's plan to cancel up to $20,000 in debt for lots of borrowers. New concerns about hundreds of thousands of SUVs. Here's CBS's Jim Crisula.
Federal highway safety officials are expanding their investigation into 708,000 Ford Sport utility vehicles over engine failures linked to a faulty valve. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says under normal driving conditions, the vehicles without warning may experience a loss of power.
Yet another reason breast is generally best for babies. New research says it helps prevent childhood obesity. CBS's Michael George.
Research presented for the European Association for the Study of Diabetes shows that babies breastfed for at least 6 months had a lower percentage of body fat at age 9 compared to children who weren't breastfed.
S&P futures are down 11. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed, because Indeed's all-in-one hiring solution helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Dive into true crime on Pluto TV. Unravel the mysteries on Forensic Files and Dateline 24/7. Plus, watch thousands of other crime movies and TV shows, all for free. Download Pluto TV on all your favorite devices and start streaming now.
Exergen thermometers are a top choice of medical professionals at highly ranked hospitals across the U.S. Accuracy matters, so make Exergen the chosen thermometer for your home and family. Available at Walgreens and other participating retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com.
With fall appliance savings at the Home Depot, we have laundry appliances that just fit. They'll fit your space, fit your needs, and they'll fit your budget too. Like a new LG laundry set that features a mega capacity washer to help you do more laundry in less time. And sensor dry technology to make sure nothing comes out damp or over dried. Get up to $600 off select appliances, plus up to an extra $100 off select laundry sets. The Home Depot. How doers get more done. Pricing valid September 28th through October 18th. Gas dryer extra, U.S. only. See store online for details.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times this afternoon with a high of 87. Southwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly clear. Tonight, lows dip down to about 60. A mix of clouds and sun. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 84. Low 70s Wednesday with a chance for scattered storms. Upper 60s, partly cloudy Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 63.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. It is 9:04 on the clock. Got your host, James J. behind the mic. I am joined by our head of news, Melissa K.
Good morning.
And our head of production, Seth Habhager.
Good morning.
We are here to have some fun. Happy October, everybody.
It's here.
Let's dive into the 9 o'clock hour. We got good things coming up for you in this hour. Of course, we'll get into a little bit of entertainment news. We got some That Ain't Right stories, good stories of the day. We're going to talk a little bit later about the weirdest thing a doctor has said to you. We want your feedback on that one.
Yeah.
424-2600. But it is a Monday in the 9 o'clock hour. You know what that means.
Hello, and welcome to the Kitchen's Open.
Oh, that is not...
Oh, that's the...
Where is
it's the green one there.
We got there.
We made it.
We got there.
Welcome to the Kitchen's Open on WFHR. Today is the one-year anniversary of this segment within a segment we lovingly call the Kitchen's Open.
Wow. My goodness.
That's awesome.
It's really hard to believe that
it's been
a whole year.
That's crazy.
That's craziness.
That really is. That is mazel tov. That is so awesome. Congratulations, yeah. Melissa.
Well, thank you. And you know, congratulations to you guys, too, putting up with all of this for a year.
Thank you, Melissa, for recognizing that all the work we... No, I'm just kidding.
Nah, you guys are good sports and you play along. But when you get to like a one-year anniversary, I don't know, for me, it's kind of a reflection then over all of the changes that have happened in the last year, mm-hmm. which there have been a lot of them. But before we launch into that, we want to commemorative segment, Remembering Our Beginnings, we want to open by thanking the Southwood County YMCA for sponsoring our Kitchens Open segment.
That's right. The YMCA is located at 601 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. You can call to find out information about their classes, memberships, nutrition programs, personal training, or anything else they have going on.
The number to call is 715-818-9622. That's 715-818-9622. Or you can visit their website at swcymca.org.
Now, we have this extra special show today. In honor of our first year with this segment, I put together a collaboration of some fun moments back when we were first formulating this show. Now, I couldn't have done this show without Beth Habhager. Yes, our very own Beth, whose important calling as a minister keeps her busy and not with us as often now, but this one-year anniversary couldn't have happened without her. So, here are some outtakes from our very first episode together.
So now that we're nearing the end of 2022, we're going to take a look at food trends that were predicted and how many came to be. Have you eaten any CMOS this year, Beth?
No, can't say that I have.
No. How about potato milk?
I hadn't even heard of that.
I hadn't either. So potato milk.
Yeah, what is this potato milk thing?
Does that sound weird?
Yeah.
Well, we've all heard about alternative milks, milks that are non-dairy. So soy was the first in powder form, I might add. Personal childhood tragedy.
Oh, no.
We won't go into that. So now we're moving on to potatoes because why not?
I would never think of juicing a potato.
Basically just boiling potatoes and then blending them up with water.
Okay.
She said it was awful.
Yeah.
It foamed like crazy.
Oh, no.
It tasted like, potatoes.
Well, that makes sense.
Matcha potato. Matcha-tato. That, I don't know.
Don't know.
Probably not drinkable on its own.
Yeah.
Sea moss.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I can just go to the ocean and pick this up?
Well, I don't know about that. you might have to go to Ireland first, which neither of us would, have a problem with.
No, not at all. We'd fit right in, Melissa.
We would. We're just making up names now, right?
Do you think it might smell like moss?
That's not ideal in a perfume.
No, or tea bags for only 20 pounds. But, you start to wonder, how is that going to taste with that moss in there?
Moss tea bags. Probably not my go-to.
No. Okay, so we should take it, but we shouldn't take it.
Right. That seems like a direct contradiction.
Yeah.
There, but, to each their own.
Right.
So food trends can be fun.
They can be.
But proceed with caution.
Absolutely. Do your research.
So. All right, kitchen's closed.
Yes. Kitchen's the closed. Kitchen's now closed.
Fantastic. Wonderful, ladies.
That was awesome. Oh, was that fun?
Oh, my gosh. Potatoes and sea moss.
Yeah.
Yes, drinking
potato juice. Oh,
you know what?
Man.
I still haven't tried either of those things.
One blames you. No one blames you at all for that.
Oh, that was awesome.
That was great, though. Yeah.
But those were the trends. They predicted that.
Yeah.
Interesting how, I don't know how much of that really came to be, but it was kind of at the time. I don't know. I was really taken up by it. And I was, I got to check this out. I got to look into this. So.
We may have to do a revisit to see what actually happened or if that did actually take off. But
The only other thing we talked about in that segment was vegetables, which were moving to the center of the plate. They did definitely do that because the meat consumption for that year did go down. So there was one trend that
there you go.
Came true. But I have yet to find a TMOS or a CMOS tea bags anywhere.
I don't remember the last time I saw those. Right, I think food trends are one of the more interesting things, and maybe just a little bit more interesting is the prediction of food trends.
That's fascinating.
And then whether or not they come true.
Yeah, exactly.
It's really interesting.
You know, predicting anything is rough. No. I'm telling you.
None of us have a crystal ball.
No.
At least if we do, it's defunct.
Yeah. Mine is definitely cracked.
My magic 8-ball? Yeah. It's not looking at that weird stuff in there.
Mine always comes up. Magic 8-ball would always say the answers are blurry or something like that.
Yeah. The future is unclear.
The future is unclear.
Yes, that's every single one. That's how it pops up for me.
Yeah.
So my magic 8-ball's broken.
Always gives the same answer.
Yeah, one of the defective ones.
Well, as I was going through these recordings, I couldn't help but notice how often we had some variations of the same repetitive things going on, like, you know, yummy sounds and saying things are delicious. So I had to do an outtake reel of yummy sounds.
Okay, awesome. We got to go there. Yes.
That fresh herbs, decadent. And salt and pepper. Yeah, it really does.
Oh my gosh.
That sounds amazing.
Hello, or better yet, smoke it on the grill. Doesn't that sound yummy? Good. Yeah. Oh, yum. So, it is delicious.
And then you bake it.
Oh,
so good.
My stomach's starting to growl, Melissa.
And it was so delicious. Just Google that. And then look at the decadent deliciousness in front of you. Yes. Tell me you're not hungry.
That sounds delicious. That sounds yummy. Wow.
Does that sound too fancy?
Sweet and tart. Best of both worlds.
Yum. So delicious. I would eat that.
It's to die for. It is yummy. Yum.
So delicious.
Yes.
Like, I have to make those.
That was awesome.
I hope someone was tuning in right when that was going on.
Yes.
What are they doing? Oh, my gosh.
One of Melissa's, I don't know if it's a go-to line. Maybe you've only even said it once, Melissa, but what I love it. I'd try that.
I'd try that. Yeah.
I'd eat that.
Yeah. There's something so like convincing about that to me. There's something so like definitive. I love it.
There's one thing, and I think we all do it, is it's like a sigh kind of thing. It's like, and it's almost dirty. It's like, wait a minute.
I love it.
What's wrong with this here?
I love it.
Yeah. If you tuned in right at that moment, be like, what's going on the radio station today? And it's got a music background. So.
Yeah. It's peppy. It's a peppy.
You know, I haven't thought about it before, but because we do a lot of our sponsorships with food places and restaurants and that. We say a shout out to Misty's and our friends at the Wisconsin Rabbits Culver's and that. So we have a lot around here that makes us hungry. And it's also early in the morning. And,
We
talk about food. This segment doesn't always do that to me. The kitchen's open. I'm usually a little more like my brain is open to learning. So I'm not thinking about food as in eating it as much as a subject. And I hadn't really thought much about this before until now. I never, but something about that right there, that bit right there that we are just that you put together, Melissa, made me really think about that. It's one of those. My brain is so open. I just want to learn. It's a sponge. I just want to take in all this information. Even when we're having fun, it's just I got to learn that. I could. Ooh, maybe I could learn a new technique or something like that.
Well, and it's been, it's not just the great thing about the Kitchens Open is that you, Melissa, and when Beth was doing everything, you guys did a really great job of including all kinds of things about the world of food. Mm-hmm. And so you did the kitchen episode, you know, what are you basic things you need in your kitchen and all these other different things. So it's not just food. It's also prep and other kinds of things about, you know, the environment. And you guys have included
a fair amount of history.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So lots of history that you guys have gone over. So that's what makes it so interesting. Not just about food prep or anything like that. It's about the whole gamut, which makes it pretty special, I think, for a radio show.
Well, and the funny thing is that all of those outtakes are from like 3 segments.
Yeah. It happens a lot.
That's good. That's good.
We make a lot of yummy sounds.
Yeah.
Well, last but not least, I delved into a few of the shows from October through November before I changed the format of the show a bit, and I pulled some fun moments. Now, James, please don't hate me, but I love how you helped formulate our opening music, so I had to include that. So here's one more outtake compilation.
Tell me something good. Tell me. I didn't have the rights to that song, darn. So I couldn't play it. But I'm trying to find intro music for you guys. You deserve it. Now it's time to
tell me something good.
Time for the Kitchens Open. It's all yours, Ace. Melissa, I am so thankful you brought this up.
Or better yet, smoke it on the grill.
Maybe.
It's true. It's very true.
Shock. My mind is blown. We're all just human?
I'm not.
Hello. Yeah.
Nice. Way to keep those family traditions going.
Yeah. That's one of the things that we want to do with the show is bring some education out there.
I'm counting on that, Beth.
I promise you.
Okay.
Tell me on Friday.
We'll see. It's an interesting flavor, and if you find smoked paprika, smoke, can I say the word? No.
Oh my gosh.
So you start with an 8x13, or an 8x9, sorry, I can't talk this morning, 8x8 or 9x13 pan. Any excuse to say gorp. I would eat that.
Somebody say fries. Somebody,
yeah, you can never go wrong with bacon.
Mm-mm. Somebody say bacon.
We just woke James up. Sorry. Think, you know, sweet potato squash and think yams, potatoes.
I thought a yam was a sweet potato.
Right. So, especially this time of year, it's good to know the difference. Not surprisingly, in Pennsylvania, it's cheesesteaks. And you know what goes really well with a good cheesesteak? Pierogies.
And I despised it as a child. I absolutely hated it because she put pimentos in there. Ooh. And I just thought pimentos were disgusting.
Hello. Yeah,
of course, it's fall. Mm-hmm. It's now soup season.
It's just pumpkin puree and a box of Devil's Food cake mix. They are phenomenal, and they're so easy to make. You know, you can do it in 15 minutes and you're done.
Mm-hmm. So, 2 ingredients.
Yeah.
Gosh, can't get much simpler than
exactly.
That.
Exactly.
So, turkey.
Gobble.
It's the natural first choice, but not everyone likes turkey, James. Mm-hmm. Or maybe...
The kitchen is now closed.
Mm. I concur.
Oh, that was good. what is that laugh I do? I can't recreate it.
You can't do it unless it's the moment.
It's got to be in the moment.
I love you denying your humanity. That was my favorite line. I'm not.
I so seldom make myself laugh. That got me. I don't know. That got me. That was good, Melissa. Oh, that was so good.
That was great. It was fun to put it together. It was a lot of, nostalgic going back to listen to those.
Oh, yeah.
Wonderful. First few episodes.
I appreciate that so much. And I do want to take the moment for the audience, for those that don't get a chance to look behind the curtain very often. Melissa is not just obviously on the air with us. You know her. You hear her in her news breaks and how she covers that. But Melissa doesn't just cover our news here at WFHR and WIRI. She's covering news around the state oftentimes and other places. She is so busy with that, getting up at the crack, before the crack of dawn, before roosters are even open.
That's true.
Melissa is starting her day so that she can get you guys informed with a trusted news source. If that was her only job, we would be very thankful to her. But that, along with putting up with me and Seth Monday through Friday and doing things like this, the Kitchen's Open segment that she worked so hard on, and the production value, the production that she puts into this is not to be taken lightly either.
Nope.
You heard some really good production right there, everybody. That was really nicely done. That did not, that was not something that happened overnight. You had to work hard at that, Melissa.
Yeah, I told you I worked all weekend.
And I'm not threatened in any way, by that. Not threatened in any way by that.
Just keep just saying give me that. Some cake, Seth, and we'll be fine.
Potato be cake. That's what you're getting. Potato cake.
But that could be good. Sweet potato cake. I'd eat that.
Melissa, when you and I first started working together and we wanted to have a segment of your own and something for you to really creatively jump into and do, I had no idea that we'd have something so amazing and such a wonderful creation and such a wonderful addition to our network. So it's really nicely done. And we appreciate you, Melissa.
Yes.
We appreciate
the work.
Thank you.
Well, and I do have to give a huge shout out to Beth because this would not have happened without her. So thank you, Beth.
That's true too.
Miss you.
Yeah. Yeah. We appreciate you, Beth. Hope you're doing all right out there. Hope you're relaxed. Whatever you're doing, we hope you're relaxing. We hope you're resting. Enjoy your day.
Oh, well, thank you all listeners for joining us on this one-year anniversary of The Kitchen's Open. We want to send a shout-out to Chatterbox Catering for sponsoring us last year, and a special thank you to our current sponsor, the Southwood County YMCA. And if you're interested in becoming a future sponsor of The Kitchen's Open, feel free to reach out to Ashley, because she would love to hear from you.
That's right. For right now, though, stop down to the Y on West Grand in Wisconsin Rapids or any of the other locations in Wood County. They have a beautiful facility and a full lineup of classes, nutrition programs, personal trainers, and many other things to help you stay healthy and moving.
Call them at 715-818-9622. That's 715-818-9622. Or you can visit their website, swcymca.org, swcymca.org. See what the Y is going on for you.
Mm-hmm. And if you want to catch any episodes of our past performances, our past segments of The Kitchen's Open, check them out on our website, civicmedia.us. Go under shows and the morning show. It's usually in, well, years ago, the third hour, now the second hour.
Yeah, it's always labeled, though. You can find it easily, though. Yeah,
you certainly can. I think Seth does an amazing job with that.
We've got something to add to next year's Best of Reel already right there, Melissa. I think we just already got something.
We do.
Great work, as always, Melissa. Nice work.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. And with that, we'll close the kitchen.
Yeah. We're going to come back with a monthly veterans update from our friend Tom Heiser. That is coming up right around the corner on The Morning Show at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
When you think of pizza, do you think of a ham roll-up pizza? This off-the-wall culinary masterpiece will keep you coming back. Who makes this fresh, mouth-watering pizza? Club Forest Bar and Grill on Highway 54. Their ham roll-up pizza features ham and pickles with a cream cheese sauce. Yum! Don't sit in the kitchen and cook during the next pregame. Call Club Forest Bar and Grill, 715-345-1220, and let them do the work for you. Club Forest Bar and Grill, proud supporters of Pet of the Week with James Maylock, every Thursday at 9 a.m.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times this afternoon with a high of 87. Southwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly clear tonight, lows dip down to about 60. A mix of clouds and sun tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 84. Low 70s Wednesday with a chance for scattered storms. Upper 60s, partly cloudy Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 63.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Seth, Melissa, and James here with you. We're joined right now, as we are at the beginning of every month, by our great friend Tom Heiser with our monthly veterans update. Tom, good to see you.
Good morning. Good to see you, too. Nice weather.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We wanted to have some nice weather for you to come into, Tom. So
we put that in special.
Okay. Tom, we appreciate not only the work that you do joining us on the air here, but all the information you send Melissa and I. We greatly appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
What do you have for us today?
We've got a long list. We're going a little bit into November, if that's okay.
Yeah.
Like today is the monthly vet breakfast. Starting at 9 o'clock, that's at Grace's. Thursday, the 5th, we're presenting the flag at the Run with the Cops program. October 7th, we're doing the highway cleanup out on Highway 13 South. Let's see, Saturday, the 7th, again, we're presenting the flag at Assumption. Tuesday, the 10th, is Culver's Share Night. We get a percentage of the proceeds, and we really, really, really appreciate what Culver's does for us. That keeps us afloat. October 10th, Auburndale has a Veterans Community Coffee up at their high school from 8 till 9:15. Wednesday, the 11th, is Heroes Cafe again. Also, the 11th is American Legion Post 9, their meeting. Thursday, the 12th, the Vietnam Veterans Chapter meeting out at the VFW Post. Also on the 12th is Rudolph American Legion meeting. On the 16th is the Honor Flight returning. If you ever get a chance, seriously, go up there and get there early because it is, it's fantastic.
Yeah.
The 19th is the VFW Post our monthly meeting. The 25th is Heroes Cafe again on the Wednesday. I'll buy coffee and donuts if you guys want to show up. Wednesday, November 1st is the VVA Chapter 101, our 40th anniversary.
Wow.
Yeah. All month we're having a display at McMillan Library. So come in and see some of the stuff that memorabilia that we have.
It's a great opportunity to check out, to get to McMillan and to check out this, this kind of thing out. Some things that you don't always normally get to see.
Exactly.
Be sure to check that out, everybody.
And our monthly breakfast is on Monday, November 6th, again at Grace's. We have a Legacy Stone Ceremony at Assumption High School on Friday the 10th, the day before Veterans Day. And that starts at 10 a.m. And that's quite an event. They have the stones placed.
It's such a moving event. It's such, especially if you've never attended one of those, I implore you, I almost beg you to attend one of those because it's really, it gives you such an appreciation.
It sure does. And then on Friday, also the 10th, we're having a free movies, We Were Soldiers, at McMillan Library. And after that, there's going to be a panel of veterans. So if you want to ask us questions about what we did in Vietnam and perspective, our perspective on that, and that starts at 2.
Okay.
Well, hey, it's free.
Tom.
Oh, cool.
If I can, with something like that, it certainly, we appreciate so much our veterans, our soldiers. We are so thankful to. With something like that, is it a mutual beneficial thing? Is it healing for you guys as well to be able to talk about some of these things? I know just, and I only ask because of some former soldiers that I've talked to reference this.
Yes, it is. It's interesting because we go into the schools in the spring, and a couple of the veterans that have gone in have said this actually helps them open up. Talking to the kids.
That's awesome, man.
You know, and we're ancient history.
It feels that way for sure.
Yeah, sure does. And then on the 11th, we have the Veterans Day ceremony at Veterans Park at 11 o'clock. And on, also on the 11th is the VFW spaghetti meal. We'll be getting you more information on that.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Yeah.
It's an all-you-can-eat.
We love that. We love that. That's a great, nice stop. Thank you. And thank you again to all, for all the information you get to us. We greatly appreciate it. Tom, if people want to be involved with some of these events or want to know more about them, is there a way to reach you or reach the VFW?
Right. We're in the phone book. And we're online. You know, phone books are kind of antiquated, but for some of us in that era. But anyway, you can call out to VFW. I left a list for you so that you know, somebody would call in or talk to Pam and need some more information. Glad to share it because this is a great community event, community format, I should say, for getting the information out, you know, to the people. And we appreciate what you guys do because it really helps us. Because we'll say to people, where'd you hear this? Oh, it was on the radio.
Good.
Or I was streaming.
Exactly.
That's our main job. That's good to hear. We're getting this information out there, getting the local information out there. That's the main gig here. So that's really comforting to hear that.
But as you can see, the veterans in the community are active.
Yes.
Yes.
And we are looking for veterans to join our different organizations, whether it be American Legion, DAV, Disabled American Veterans, VFW Post, whatever, because we're in the community and working with the community, and it's great, and we need the younger ideas, the younger voices, so to mm-hmm. say.
Reach out to your VFW, your local VFW, and get involved, everybody. Appreciate your time. We're looking forward to talking again next month.
No problem.
Thanks for the info.
Thank you.
We're going to get some more information. We got Melissa's news right now. We'll be back with more fun on the morning show at WFHR, locally grown radio.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Rapids homecoming football game ended Friday night with concerns of a person with a gun making threats. Lincoln High School staff were notified by a student of the potential threat. Those still on the field were quickly evacuated to seek shelter in the rec center or LHS. There were already officers at the game, so there was an immediate and large police response. The press release from the police department states the possible threats came from an area near 14th Street South and Pepper Avenue. Officers found no active threat at that location or at the game. There was an increase in security at the homecoming dance on Saturday. Officers are still investigating the incident, but there is no threat to the public. One person is dead after a motorcycle crashed into a deer Friday night. Around 11:20, Portage County deputies responded to the scene of the crash in the town of Almond on County Highway W between 1st Street and County Highway BB. They found a 46-year-old man from the town of Pine Grove, approximately 100 feet away from the Harley-Davidson motorcycle he'd been driving when the crash happened. He died from injuries sustained in the crash. Officers are still investigating the incident, and no further information is available at this time. The investigation at Century Insurance is making progress. News 7 reports a Century representative believes the person who made the threat on a bathroom stall door has been identified by police. That person won't be allowed on Century property or in any of the facilities. Employees may be allowed to return sometime this week. Century will likely implement enhanced security. The threat was found on September 20th, and most employees have been working from home since. The investigation is still underway. Good news at the gas pump. Prices have fallen in Wisconsin over 11 cents per gallon in the past week. The average across the state is $3.44 per gallon. This is 10 cents lower than a month ago and almost 50 cents lower than this time last year. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News on WFHR and WIRI, your locally grown radio stations.
It's that time of year where things go bump in the night. Ghosts and ghouls and goblins are spotted roaming the foggy late-night landscape, preparing for Halloween. Coming soon, there will be tricks and treats, costumes and fun. But remember, there's only one thing more scary and disturbing than vampires, witches, or even clowns. The most frightening thing of all, an old, rickety, dark and dirty porta-potty. Don't let the thought of a porta-potty frighten you. Crockett Septic has a huge inventory of porta potties available for events, parties, and promotions, and they're always clean and comfortable. Stay away from those nasty porta coffins and call Crockett Septic for a porta potty experience that won't scare the well, you know, out of you. From Rome to Rudolph in Junction City, Grand Rapids, and Nakusa, all the way to Point and Plover, Crockett Septic can handle your porta potty needs, holding tanks and septic pumping too. Call Crockett Septic today, 715-712-3456.
To everyone who craves a rich and creamy hometown treat, let our team member Nevaeh tell you how we do it at Culver's.
Every scoop of Culver's fresh frozen custard is made in small batches throughout the day. Because where we come from, the little things make a big difference. Like bringing back a seasonal favorite, our salted caramel pumpkin concrete mixer and pumpkin spice shake are back for a limited time. Handcrafted with farm fresh dairy and real pureed pumpkin just for you.
From Wisconsin with love, welcome to Delicious.
Culver's, 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to get high-speed internet now. 877-227-0924.
Youth sports are community sports. When you run into an old friend while you're cheering on your local team, or making your way back to your seat and asking what you missed, Youth Athletics brings the community together. Help us support local high school and amateur sports by joining our team of amazing sponsors. Call Ashley today at 715-496-0710. That's 715-496-0710. And join us as we continue to keep our community connected.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times this afternoon with a high of 87. Southwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly clear. Tonight, lows dip down to about 60. A mix of clouds and sun. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 84. Low 70s. Wednesday, with a chance for scattered storms. Upper 60s. Partly cloudy. Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 63.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Being beat up and battered around, being sent up and I've been shut down. You're the best thing that I've ever found.
Melissa, Seth, and James here with you, and you. We want you to call up 424-2600, 715-424-2600. Call up and join the conversation, especially this one.
Okay.
We put a lot of trust in doctors, and they don't always, you know, maybe give you the most confidence in that trust. Someone asked people to name the weirdest or funniest thing a medical professional has ever said to them. So let's go ahead and get into this. Now, I've got an honorable mention.
Okay.
I got two of them here. One, when I first moved out here, I had never had any major surgery before, and I had to have my tonsils and adenoids taken out. My nana was a nurse, and I was up at, I believe in Wausau for the surgery, and the wonderful nurses there were having the hardest time finding a vein on me. They could not find a vein.
Wow.
And they were at a point where they were going to call this whole thing off, it sounded like. And I'm a kid. I'm like 13 years old or whatever. A little bit of time goes by, and they come in and they're like, well, we found somebody to do it, and they're laughing. And it was my nana. they had my nana come in the room and put the IV in me.
Wow.
And it's still, it was the only time in my life that I ever had like any like guilt over my grandmother. my whole life, if I brought it up, like the guilt she would feel for poking me with a needle, like it was hilarious. But it was some years back when I was living in DeKalb that I had my first kidney stone, which is a little ironic of bringing this up because I think I might have another one. It was so bad that I had to go in for minor surgery. And afterwards, the doctor told me, he was a really nice Indian man, and English was definitely not his first language. He was struggling a little bit, but he was telling me how encouraged he was by how I did. He was calling it a performance. He was saying, my performance was so good. And I'm laying there thinking the whole time, like, you're the one that performed. I didn't do anything.
I just laid here, right?
But he gets done, and you could tell he's trying to make some bedside manner humor and everything. And he goes, well, you know, they say that this is equivalent to giving birth, so now you can tell your mother that you know what childbirth is like. And I look at him, and I'm just dumbfounded by this. I'm like, you think I'm going to tell my Jewish mother that I know what childbirth is like? And this man almost fell over laughing at that sentence. It was just a funny moment right there. It was wow. Good. But
that's good.
There are these interactions we have with our medical world. If you guys have any, go ahead and let's throw them in there. Otherwise, we'll keep moving. I got a list here.
All right. I cannot think of one off the top of my head. I must have boring doctors or something. But I really, there's nothing that jumps to my mind. I don't know about Melissa, though.
No, me neither, really. I was trying to think of something, but no.
I think that, I feel pretty confident saying that's not a bad thing.
No, I think you're right. Yeah.
If you don't have anything to add to this conversation, that's okay. But just interesting if you do, 715-424-2600. A doctor randomly asked, are you okay with your face being so asymmetrical? The person said they never noticed, but now they can't unsee it.
Of course.
Ooh.
Oh, no. Why would you say that? Their face being asymmetrical. What do they mean? I mean, just crooked face. Oh, man.
A middle-aged guy had back pain, and his doctor said, well, yeah, you're tall. So he asked, am I going to end up being a hunched over at 90? And the doctor laughed, oh, you're not going to make it to 90.
Oh, well, man.
Now,
ouch.
That's one of those ones. Let's even just play this out a little bit and say the doctor was just trying to make a joke.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't make that joke. The doctor can't make that. The patient can make that joke.
Yeah.
The doctor cannot make that joke.
Mm-mm. You know, and if I'm sorry. As much as he was celebrated, I'm not so sure Patch Adams, you know, the whole humor. Something about that, a little cringy to me. It's a little cringy. Yeah. You know?
It's a you want to talk about a tough line to walk.
Man, yeah.
That is definitely it.
A doctor asked a guy if she could show people pictures of his tonsils because they were, quote, the most disgusting tonsils she had ever seen.
Now, I've had a variation on that with my kids. I think my oldest, they've said, those are the biggest tonsils I've ever seen, kind of thing. So, yeah.
Let's see. A woman didn't recognize her own genealogist when he walked up to her at a store. So, a little too loudly, he said, I'll give you a hint. Last time I saw you, your ankles were in the air.
Oh, no.
Ooh. Or her gynecologist.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. No.
It's not okay.
I didn't even feel okay saying that.
Awkward. Just a little bit.
Yikes. A doctor was telling someone their brain scan came back clean and said, good news, we scanned your brain and confirmed there's nothing in there. Yeah.
That's a variation.
That's just bad wording.
Of a famous headline about Dizzy Dean, the pitcher. He during a World Series game, he was sliding into second. He was clonked in the head with the ball or something. He was unconscious. He was actually knocked out. And the headline the next day was famously X-rays of Dean's head find nothing.
Yeah.
Which is one of the all-time.
Such a great ad. That's so good. A doctor told a woman her metabolism was so slow she'd do really well in an apocalypse.
Wow. You know. You got to be good at something in your life.
Right.
You have a talent for something. There you go. There's something to look forward to.
Should they be teaching bedside manner in hospital?
They do.
And it still doesn't always
It still
work.
Doesn't. It still oh. doesn't. Still doesn't.
Oh, man.
During a woman's C-section, the doctor leaned in and said, okay, we got past the part I had to watch on YouTube. Luckily, she got the joke, and they laughed about it.
Yeah. See, now, in that situation, from what I have seen, experience with two births, being in the room with Beth, if the doctor has a good enough relationship with who you are, they can throw a little humor in there to, you know, like, it's serious, you know, it's exciting, and all this stuff's going on. But if they can, if they're good at reading the room, they can throw a little humor in there, and I think it's all right,
I've mentioned this one a couple of times, but I've talked about my birth a number of times on the air. But it was only last year that I found out I'm born on a white couch during a snowstorm and everything, a month early. My mom and dad have never had kids before. The EMTs and firefighters have to come to the house to deliver me. None of these people had ever delivered a baby before. And they treated the situation as such, as a bunch of guys who had never accomplished anything like this before. You would think it would accomplish, but they turned me into a football and just were throwing me like I was lucky I wasn't spiked.
Yeah. You passed around, yeah.
I carry with me every day of my life a remembrance of that day and how proud they were, because on the back of my skull I have a small indent. I do not have
dent
a
dent in your head.
I have a little bit of a dent in my head from them like walking around with me and everything like Simba or something.
Yeah,
like that.
Right. But it's exciting, you know. Real quick, I am reminded now once of when Roan was born, because Beth was induced. So the baby was coming a lot faster than they had expected, though, because sometimes induction can take a long time. You don't know what's going to happen. Her OB was at home at supper because she knew she'd have to be probably there late to do it. So she was at supper with her husband, and Beth is starting to go, and the nurse is there and checking her out and everything like this. And it's like, well, Dr. Mukhtar, she's on her way. And Beth's like, I don't know. She may not get here in time, and says to the nurse, you may have to deliver this. And the nurse said, no, I'm not.
No, I'm not.
You are waiting for Dr. Mukhtar.
That's awesome. What I didn't know about my whole delivery, just wrapping that up, is added to this conversation. The person that was down there ready to deliver me looks up at my mother and tells her in that moment that they've never delivered a baby before, right before I'm like delivered and stuff. I can't imagine hearing that right before. That feels like that's the greatest bedside
man. Yeah,
that feels like that's rough. We will take a break. We will come back and have some more fun on the morning show at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Here's to trekking through a kaleidoscope of fall color in Wisconsin.
to being like, who's up for whitewater rafting? And turning stories into souvenirs. Here's to rich traditions made new again with good company and seasonal flavors that taste even better when shared with friends. Here's to those who Wisconsin. Plan your fall getaway at travelwisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times this afternoon with highs around 87. Winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows around 60. Tonight, mainly clear. A blend of clouds and sun. Tomorrow, highs around 84. Highs level off around 73. Wednesday, with a chance for scattered storms. 67, partly cloudy skies, Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 66.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at WFHR. Want to say a big shout out to our head of production, Seth Habhager, giving us some Halloween bumpers.
Yes, they're back. They're back for another year.
Love it.
And
love
I added it. A few too, so it's going nice. To be even better this Very year cool. than last year.
Nice work, man. Nice work.
Thank you.
Looking forward to celebrating this holiday season.
Mm-hmm.
We got to get to a interesting story in our last segment here. Before we do, though, just wanted to touch on a couple of quick things. A big shout out to our friends at What the Muppet Podcast. They do a great job over there. They're amazing people. Really, some
have you met these people?
Wonderful. I hope to. I hope to one day. I'd like to get them on Morning Magazine, Midday Magazine. I'd like to. The newest episode of What the Muppet dropped because it is a Muppet Monday. Everybody get furry. Get on over there. Get Muppety. And wherever you get your podcast, check out What the Muppet. Be sure to check out the YouTube page as well. Subscribe, play along. Bria came up with the idea to start doing giveaways.
Yes.
And we got to give away our first thing today in this episode. Every tenth episode, we're going to do that. Today is episode 10. Our 10th episode drops today.
Wow.
Side Character Theory is the name of this one. Be sure to check that out wherever you get your podcast. And thank you so much to everybody that has already been subscribing and liking the pages and everything, giving Bree and I feedback. We can't tell you what. There's no words for how humbled we are by this.
I'm feeling a friendly competition with titles now with Bria.
Yeah,
because she's really good at the titles for your show, and I'm like, oh man, I gotta up my game a little bit here.
Your game.
I do want to thank her and Seth for Director's Cut this past Sunday. If you didn't get to catch it, just go to civicmedia.us/shows. You can find all of our shows there, mm-hmm. not just our stuff here at our stations, but any of these stage Civic Media broadcasted stations mm-hmm. you can check out. I encourage you to do that and check out all of our shows. Mm-hmm. But if you didn't get to hear Director's Cut, the three of us had a lot of fun, and that came up during the conversation.
All things Muppet. Yeah, it was a very Muppety episode. So,
And I want to thank everybody who was in on the WIRI Wisconsin Country naming that chicken contest.
Yes.
We had so much fun with this.
We have all the names right now.
It was a huge success.
Yeah.
Yep. We are busy hunting and pecking through all your submissions. No yolk. They are excellent. This will be a tough decision to pick just three. Be sure to come back to our webpage, wiscountry.com/chicken, on October 9th, when we will give you an opportunity to vote for your favorite name.
Nice.
Keep on looking out for that, everybody. October 9th is the date. We'll have three names. We'll let you decide. You guys get to decide what name that chicken's going to have.
That's right. Awesome.
Excellent.
Thanks to everybody out there. And a big thank you to Rebecca Sullivan and the great work she's been doing with us here at Civic.
No kidding.
Oh, yeah.
Excellent stuff.
And be sure to join us today from 3 to 4 for Playmakers. Going to be a fun, fantastic show because it features you guys. You call up during the show.
Yeah.
It's your live sports talk show, everybody. We're going to talk Dame Lillard. We're going to talk Brewers playoff chances. We are going to talk a whole bunch of local stuff. Get to us today, 3 to 4, Playmakers. And a shout out to Quality Plus Printing, sponsoring the show.
Yeah.
An interesting one here, and this might take a little time, so this we may not have a Then A Right story today, and that's fine. We had a lame one anyway. you know how you made tuna noodle casserole the other day, and everyone was raving about it? Well, maybe they didn't feel that way completely. In a new poll, 70% of people admit that they have pretended to enjoy meals to avoid hurting someone's feelings. Which can be a nice move in certain situations, but if it's family members or close friends, be careful with that, because if they think that you loved it, guess what they will do? They will make it again and again.
Yeah, that's right.
This is the story of my life. I was raised to be a gentleman, and not just with women and dating situations. I mean, in all situations of life, I was told that a true gentleman is a gentleman always. And so with everything in life, I've always tried to approach it that way. And obviously, being one of the pickiest eaters this world has ever seen, these two worlds collide sometimes. And whether it's with my mother or my grandmother or Nana or anybody, I love all the foods that they have made. But there's some stuff that, like, I've never been a big fan of, like Salisbury steak or cream corn, or, you know, these kind of, like, there's certain things that I'll be 99 and I still ain't touching that stuff. but these people that I love, that I adore, they make this food, and I don't want to be rude. I don't want to be mean or anything like that. So I will try to be nice. And then I end up having my Nana thinking I love Salisbury steak. And I'm having it every Friday or something. Yeah.
Not ideal.
So because so here are five other stats to come from this. This interesting thing that we put ourselves in, this situation in society where most people that make food probably don't want you to eat it if you don't like it. But what do? We do it anyway because we're trying to be polite.
Right.
64% of people say food is their love language.
Wow.
I can see that.
64%. That's a lot of people. Wow.
That's pretty impressive.
Not bad.
48% of people say that they like to show their loved ones they care by surprising them with their favorite foods.
That's cool.
And another reason why you should be honest about those foods, though.
About what your favorite foods are,
Wow, pumpernickel soup. That's great. Thanks. You remembered my favorite.
Next week on The Kitchen's Open, pumpernickel soup.
More than half of people say that they have cooked someone a meal to say I love you, to console them, or to express thanks.
Yeah. Yeah, baked goods. Great way to say thank you, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, nothing wrong with some cookies or cake or something. Yeah, good stuff. Or pie. The best way to say that, thank you. Pie, yes.
The only way to say thank you to Seth.
I think that as far in advance as we get as a society, as much as things change, I feel very comfortable saying 100 years from now, if you lose someone, somebody's going to bring you a casserole.
Like, yeah.
I feel
you're
like that's
so right.
Just always going to be there. That'll always be in. They may not even have casseroles anymore, except for those occasions when that kind of thing happens. Yeah. I don't know.
But. One quick correction, James. It's they don't bring you. They bring you a hot dish. They do not bring you a casserole.
Yes, you're right. You're right. Yes.
It's a hot dish.
Yes, a hot dish.
It's hot dish. Right. Yes.
The most romantic foods to share with a partner are cookies, ice cream or milkshakes, and pizza.
Pizza.
What?
Yeah, the other ones, I'm game, because you share a shake. That's pretty intimate thing.
You missed the mark there.
But it's pizza,
spaghetti is what you share.
Yeah, I was gonna say, where's spaghetti?
As Lady
in the Tramp.
I was gonna say, have they taught us nothing?
Come on,
spaghetti is the most romantic food.
I mean, it's right there in the cartoon.
It's all there.
They wouldn't lie to us. They wouldn't lie.
Give them your last meatball. That means you care.
72% say that they're usually honest about their partner's cooking skills. And speaking of honesty, only 53% of people in relationships rated their partner's cooking skills as excellent or even good. Wow. Here's the thing, too, is that you could be a great cook, but you don't cook like my mother. You don't cook like that kind of thing. And that's the whole crux of it sometimes is, you don't make it the way mom made it however you were raised on it.
I have the perfect answer to any meal that you may be having, good, bad, indifferent, it does not matter. All you have to do is finish the meal, push yourself away from the table and say, well, that didn't suck. And it can cover just about everything.
I suppose.
I don't agree with you. I think really? That's a horrible idea, Seth. And also leading with, all right, what slops for dinner tonight?
Yeah.
That just gave me an idea.
It's not going to end well for you, but you're welcome.
We have some palate cleansing to do. Let's go. Thank you. Let's go ahead and do that. And one of the things we wanted to do is let you know that tomorrow we got a great morning show lined up for you. Yeah, Melissa and I are going to be hanging out together. Looking forward to that. And we are going to welcome in our good friend Ashley. Ashley, right here at the WFHR studios.
Oh,
rock
Ashley,
out.
Nice. Our sales and marketing people. Ashley's going to be bringing in some guests to talk holiday spirits. We're going to talk about the Shriners 100th anniversary.
Yeah, that's very cool.
It's coming up on October 14th and 15th. We're going to talk a little bit about that with Ashley and some friends of hers that she brings in tomorrow in the 9 o'clock hour.
Mm-hmm. Great.
Be sure to join us for that, everybody. Of course, be here today from 3 to 4 for Playmakers. We're looking forward to hanging out with you for that. And I did mention earlier that I wanted to get a couple of quotes in. two of the greatest quote masters of all time, we are celebrating birthdays today in Groucho Marx and Gandhi.
Mm-hmm.
And while you can't find two individuals maybe more farther apart.
Different, right.
polar opposites.
I do this on purpose because I think that you're going to find some connections between these two quotes. And I do think you can find some commonality between the two individuals and an approach to life.
Mm-hmm.
So first, just for fun. Outside of a dog, a book is a man's best friend. Inside of a dog, it's too dark.
That's classic Groucho. Classic That's Groucho terrible. Right there.
I don't care to belong to any club that accepts people like me as members.
That's a famous one, yeah.
Let's see. I don't like the play, but then I saw under adverse conditions, the curtain was up. Getting older is no problem. You just have to live long enough.
Yeah. Of course.
I never forget a face, but in your case, I'll make an exception.
Yeah. That's a classic. That's a classic.
Yeah.
a black cat crossing your path signifies the animal is going somewhere. So good.
Can I do one of my favorite Groucho quotes?
Yes.
There's a little setup. When he was doing You Bet Your Life, of course, the game show that he hosted, the show was 30 minutes long, but the taping was 3 hours because Groucho would keep going and going and being Groucho, you know. He occasionally went into material you couldn't do on the air at the time. So one of the guests he had, one of the contestants, was a woman who had 12 children. And so Groucho, of course, had to talk about it. Oh, you got 12. I says here you got 12 kids, and it's like, wow, that's a lot of kids. And she kind of blushed and said, well, I love my husband. To which Groucho replied, well, I love my cigar, but I take it out once in a while.
Oh man, is that good? The great Groucho Marx.
Love him.
The best way to find yourself is to lose yourself in the service of others.
Oh yeah.
As we shift to Mahatma Gandhi, the good man is the friend of all living things.
That's a famous one. Yeah.
Strength does not come from physical capacity; it comes from the indomitable spirit, indomitable will. Live as if you were to die tomorrow. Learn as if you were to live forever.
Ooh.
That's a good one.
I like that one.
I love that
That's a good one. Yeah.
And you must be the change you wish to see in the world.
Mm. Yeah, I've heard that one before.
That's very common.
It's a great one.
Good stuff.
appreciation to both those individuals.
Yeah.
Seth, we have some good local stuff we want to touch on, too, in our last minute here.
We do. The Wood County Health Department is letting everyone know that, of course, COVID-19 is circulating in our community, so make sure to grab a few at-home tests. Free COVID-19 rapid test kits are still available throughout Wood County through the Health Department and all Wood County libraries while supplies last. That means that this is any of the libraries in Wood County, including McMillan here in Rapids, the Pittsfield Community Library, the Lester Library in Arpin, the Lester Library in Vesper, the Lester Library in Nacusa, and then the Everett Roll Marshfield Public Library as well. Any place they're up by the front desk, you usually can just grab a few. They have them here in Rapids. They have them in a basket right by the front desk.
Mm-hmm.
We are, of course, fighting to get more blood and platelet shortage donations.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking at the Red Cross is reaching out to all individuals who are able to donate to please donate. We have an opportunity for you today in Marshfield from 11 to 5 at the Holiday Inn at 750 South Central Avenue in Marshfield. If you're able to donate, greatly appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
And there are opportunities coming up in Plover at Oso Brewing Company in just... Wednesday.
Okay.
You could donate there from 11 to 4. And on the 9th, 5 o'clock, or 11 to 5 at the Plover Municipal Building. And, of course, the Stevens Point Blood Donation Center always has days open available there.
Yes.
Great show today, you guys. Great show.
Lots of fun.
Yeah, you too.
Have a good day, everyone.